This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Serious drought conditions continue to spread, mainly in southern and southeastern Colorado. The U.S. Drought Monitor says nearly a third of the state is in extreme drought compared to just a quarter last week. Only 18% is drought-free, and that's mostly in northern Colorado. Denver teachers have successfully fought attempts to freeze wages that they won in last year's strike. The union and school officials returned to the bargaining table yesterday to look for cuts to help fill a $65 million budget gap due to the pandemic. Union negotiator Rob Gould spoke at the meeting.
With the guidance of our new school board, we have faith that you will continue to find the cuts that you need in order to make sure that we don't take away things from teachers and we don't take away from families.
Both sides agreed to reduce the cost of living increases for teachers, part of which will hinge on voters approving a property tax hike in November. Governor Polis says Colorado is the only Western state seeing a steady decline of COVID cases. Officials say the state has close to 30,000 cases. Just over 1,600 people have died. And firefighters are making progress in the 2,800-acre East Canyon fire near Durango. Good weather has helped with the effort, but officials are also watching conditions closely again today. 61 with thunderstorms in the Denver area, 81 and sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.